Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. My guests this week are Myrna Moore and James Elam with the Montgomery County Fair Association. Before you know it, fair season will be here, and joining us today are Myrna Moore and James Elam with the Montgomery County Fair Association. And obviously the Montgomery County Fair is coming up soon. Before we get into it, what are the dates of it again?
June 21st through the 25th.
And you're already well into planning stages for it, I'm sure. Is there anything new that's going to be here this year that hasn't been here the past few years or maybe is making a reappearance?
Well, one thing different is all of our royalty will be on opening night. We had been splitting it up, but going to get it all done on one night this year. And so we're working on a few things to do new for Thursday night. But on Friday night, we are going to have motocross races.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Is that the first time for this?
Yeah, we used to have just quad races a few years back, and they went over pretty good, but I think the motorcycle races will be even more popular. White County, Fayette County, Pena Tri-County, Marion County, several counties close to us are doing it. It's pretty much the same people putting it on, so the same rules will work for everyone, and I think it's going to be an exciting night.
Very popular in this area. A lot of people like that stuff.
It is.
We mentioned June 21st, the kickoff date for the fair. What are some of the things that are going to be going on the 21st?
Of course, we start with our arts and crafts and livestock, judging of the arts and crafts. Actually, the entries are on Tuesday, the day before, and goats and sheep will be judged that day. 4-H will be having their show with us, so it'll be 4-H and County Fair livestock. And then Wednesday night, the Little Miss, the Junior Miss, and the Big Queen contest.
Great way to kick off the fair.
It is. I'm sure we'll do a little opening ceremony like we always do and invite the dignitaries and stuff to be up there on stage with us. And
it's a fantastic way to kick off the fair. It's just a fun thing to watch the opening ceremonies and watch all the Queen contestants and Little Miss and contestants and all stuff like that. And that way you have the winner's crown, so they're able to represent the fair and the county for the rest of the fair.
Right. We can totally get all the good out of them we can.
That's obviously the big thing that's going on the 21st is there, and you mentioned the judging and everything that's going on. The carnival will be open on the 21st, I assume, as well. The rides will be open.
Yes,
as well.
It will. And we have a new carnival this year.
Okay.
H&H Amusements, he plays Fayette County, I know. He's a guy from Southern Illinois, so trying to keep it, you know, local as much as we can. He has some absolutely fantastic rides for the little kids. He's got a SpongeBob roller coaster and a Jolly Caterpillar ride and a Dalmatian moonwalk. And then all the regulars, you know, Ferris Wheel and Scramblers and Tell the World and all that kind of thing. But a real nice carnival.
Right. That will be interesting. Not to say that the people who did the rides in the past were bad by any means, but just having something different.
Something different.
Keeping it fresh.
Yeah.
What the Montgomery County Fair is well known for is free carnival rides.
Free carnival rides. There again, he's guaranteeing us at least 15 rides for your $5 when you get in the gate. You can't ask for better than that.
Can't beat it. Heck of a bargain. We mentioned it kicks off the 21st. It'll continue the 22nd. What are some of the events going on the 22nd?
Well, so far we know we have karaoke.
Karaoke, I believe pedal tractor pulls. I think we're trying to get Professor Longhair to come out for the evening.
I've dealt with him before. I know Professor Longhair.
He's a character.
He is. Probably shouldn't say his real name anyway. He may like to keep an alternate identity.
Yeah, he's in disguise most of the time, but yeah. What I love about him is as long as there's a little kid there wanting a balloon made into whatever, he will stand there. You know, we pay him to come for like 2 hours, and sometimes he's there 4 or 5. He's just wonderful.
Sure, absolutely. Friday, is there what are the events Friday evening, other than the regular stuff that's going on, the special events on Friday?
Well, there again will be our motocross in the grandstand.
Okay.
Probably have some other things going on along with that, too. And, of course, Thursday and Friday, both, there are livestock shows going on. But, yep. And we're having adult classes, the light pro class and the 450 pro class. And those are both money classes. And we're having quads, too, group of those. But that will be a jackpot. But the others are set purses. And then we've got all kinds of classes for the beginners.
Sure.
And those are the ones that are hilarious to watch. We start with the 50cc bikes and run them up to 150cc's for the kids. So
is there any kind of age limit on that? I would assume.
I don't know. I guess if the parents will bring them, we'll probably
if they don't
get
them
in
to be
there.
Okay, sounds good. I anticipate that being a huge event, kind of like the mixed martial arts was. It was popular in this area. The motocross just is equally as popular in this area. So.
And I think it's only like $10 for a pit pass if you want to be back where the excitement is, or if you want to be in the grandstands where the shade is and the seats are. Yeah, it's only going to be $5 to watch.
It can get a little hot in the Perry Montgomery County Fair. It just depends on what kind of year we're having.
Yeah. Hot or wet, one of the two we usually get. We don't ever get just in between.
Well, maybe we'll be blessed with a nice cool, not cold, but a nice cool and tolerable weather this year. We'll see. I mentioned the mixed martial arts. That won't be making a return this year,
no,
will it?
No, maybe someday. You know, it was very exciting, but we did it 7 years. And
right.
It was just kind of time to move on to
it's
something
all about
else.
Keeping it fresh.
Actually, Adam Wright, who is our promoter for the MMA fights, is the one helping us put on the motocross races.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
Yeah. I believe his little boy Hudson's going to be in there. So.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be fun to watch. Definitely fun to watch. Something that is a fair staple, I should say, truck and tractor pulls. Will you be having those as well?
On Sunday, have the big smoker tractors coming in again. And then I think 4 or 5 classes of just local tractors. And then I believe we're running the same class as the trucks we ran last year. So that'll be starting at 1 o'clock on Sunday and be about all day long probably.
And that'll kind of be the way to end the fair, won't it? That's the last day.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's still a good way to end the fair. You start with the pageant, you end it with the tractor pulls. It's great. And one thing we didn't mention that's going to be held, I hope it's going to be held, the Demo Derby. That's very popular.
Saturday night at 7, we start with the Power Wheels for the little kids so they can demo it up too. Our numbers were down for the fall demo, but I hope they'll all show back up for the county fair this year.
Is there any kind of pre-registration that's required for the Demo Derby for the Power Wheels or whatnot?
You just show up and bring your Power Wheel with you. There's no major rules. As long as it can go forward and backward, it's all right to run it.
Do you require helmets for the Power Wheels?
We ask that they wear helmets, but some of them don't. They're not really going that fast, so chances of getting hurt aren't really that great.
Right. That's still probably incredibly fun to watch. I mean, the Demo Derby itself is fun, but the Power Wheels Derby.
I'm going to tell you, those kids take it dead serious.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
You should see how upset they get when their battery finally runs dead or whatever.
Well, and I bet what you're seeing with the Power Wheels Demo Derby is you're seeing future participants in the actual Demo Derby as well. So
yes.
You're practicing.
Many of them, their fathers are Demolition Derby drivers.
Awesome.
Some of them are retired drivers and some are current drivers, but I think they're trying to get their kids into it too.
Are there separate classes for the big Demo Derby, for the adult one?
Yes. We added a class this year. It's the Bone Stock class, and it's pretty much no real modifications. You just take your windows out, put a safety bar next to the driver's door, and you drive it. So that way there's not a lot of work involved in getting it ready. A lot of guys are fighting it hard to have the time to really do a modified car. So we'll have a compact, bone stock, which allows a few modifications, and then the modified cars.
And that's on Saturday night, right? The Demo Derby
sir.
Is usually Saturday nights.
Yeah,
we'll never change the date of that. Demo is on Saturday night
Absolutely.
Of the fair.
Absolutely. I wouldn't change it. It's the perfect time to do it.
And we got a couple of great sponsors this year to help us out, to add to that prize money.
Who are they?
Ronchetti Distributing and Staunton Chrysler.
Staunton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
There you
yes.
go.
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem. We deal with them quite a bit, so yeah.
They're great sponsors of the fair, both of them. Go up above and beyond.
Sounds
yes,
good.
They do.
What time does the Demo Derby start?
The actual Demolition Derby starts at 7:30. The Power Wheels is at 7.
Okay. Will the gates open at like 6:30 or?
Oh, I guarantee there will be people sitting in the bleachers by 5 o'clock.
Sounds good. Or lining up outside the fair even before that. Who knows?
They want the best seats, and we have several times in the past sold out. So we really will cut it off that you got to be in the bleachers.
Right.
If you're willing to pay the extra money and you're over 16 or 18, whatever you have to be in the pits.
It's 18 now,
18,
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Insurance kind of really pushes. They don't want kids back there. So.
Right.
And we don't want kids
that's
back there.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
We do allow drivers that are 16 to compete, But other than that, we really don't want a bunch of kids running around in the pits, chance of getting hurt.
That's understandable. Got to be safe. Obviously, the insurance are they're covering their backs as well and trying to make everything as safe as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't blame anybody. So that's great. Did we mention what time that we mentioned? Obviously, the pageants and the polls and everything. Did we mention the times of all the other events? What time does the opening ceremony start? I know we're kind of going out of order, but
yeah, we'll probably try to start that about 7:15, as soon as everybody's really getting into their seats. But as a general rule, we try to start everything at 7:30. It just keeps it simpler that way and gives you plenty of time to get home from work and get ready to come out to the fair.
Yeah, and it's kind of staying light out a little bit longer during that time, so it's kind of, you're at the period where it's just getting dark around that time.
Right,
so.
And it's also starting to cool off, and the grandstand, the shade of the grandstand covers the arena so that the girls don't melt right out there for the queen contest.
Yeah, you kind of got to protect them.
That's right.
Yeah. I know something you had last, you had a concert last year, was there not, is that back this year?
No, okay. I tell you, music just doesn't go in Montgomery County.
That's okay.
They want to see something exciting, like the motocross and the demo derby and the truck and tractor pulls.
That's fine. It's all about trial and error. You got to try things out.
It is, and not to say that we won't try that again sometime.
Sure. Kids, is there a kids' day as well?
Kids' Day and the mini Special Olympics will be on Saturday morning, starting at 10 o'clock for the Special Olympics. And then at noon, Kids' Day will join in with that. Free carnival rides again. Professor Longhair coming back. We're still working on a couple other things for that, too. But our mini Special Olympics, I've got a couple of real good sponsors on that, and we're able to keep the admission for all of those people free. Everybody gets a medallion for winning. It's just a real fun time. And this is for anyone with any kind of special needs. It would be great for autistic kids or physically handicapped, just whatever. We do some wheelchair events. It's a lot quieter than trying to bring the kids out to ride the rides during the regular times of the carnival. There's no bright lights and not whole lot of noise and stuff going on, and no long lines to wait in, and carnival people are very nice to assist everybody in getting on and off the rides, and it's just a fun time. You actually get to see Myrna try to run a little bit and throw a softball and a football, and but we have simple games too that no matter what age you are, you can participate in this.
Can you name off some of the games that you have?
Oh, we have like ring toss and cornhole. And like I said, we put out some cones and we do some obstacle races and distance throwings. And we're not too much on running long distances. We'll do short little dashes and stuff because, like I said, it's usually hot and that, but just simple things, like I said, that no matter what age you are, you can do, and we just have a great time doing it.
And is that another situation where you show up and you can participate, or do you need to
pre-register? Yeah, if you want to call ahead of time, that's great, but if you just want to show up about 9 o'clock that morning and sign in, we have several participants that have been there all 3 years that we do it, and they have enough fun that they keep coming back.
Sure.
So we must be doing something right.
Absolutely. Is there any kind of registration fee?
No.
Okay.
Nope. It, like I said, one participant and one chaperone will get in free.
Gotcha.
Now, if you want to bring the rest of the family to watch you compete, we're probably going to charge them because they're probably going to ride the rides and stuff.
Right,
too.
Yeah.
But other than that, just come and have a really good time. And
great turnout, I'm sure there will be, as there always is. And if you just want to come and watch the mini Special Olympics, you can.
It is. It's a good time. And we make all of our brand-new queens get out there and participate with them, too. So if you like to see them get a little dusty and dirty, and maybe the crown's not on exactly straight or something when they're done.
So if there's anybody listening that might be interested in participating in the pageant, then you have to be prepared to participate in the
Mini
Olympics.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We expect you to hand out trophies and things for the livestock, get right in that sawdust and be part of it. And my husband is the one always on Sunday. The new queen has to get on a tractor and participate in the tractor pool. And
of course.
Now, last year, Queen Ailey Elmore didn't need, Roger just got to stand and watch. She needed no assistance in driving a tractor.
I think she's got quite a bit of experience on a farm. As it always is, it's sad to see a queen's reign come to an end, but Ailey, I'm sure, has done a great job as the queen of Montgomery County.
She has.
That's great. Was there anything else about the fair we haven't talked about that you wanted to mention?
Just that we're always looking for volunteers to come out and help. Whether you want to just take gate or help park or decorate, whatever your expertise is. And even if you're not an expert, after a couple times of volunteering, you'll become an expert.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody to sit in the Arts and Crafts building of an evening or something like that where you're in the air conditioning, you get to visit with all the neighbors as they come in. We need all ages of volunteers with whatever skills.
Absolutely. And if someone is interested in volunteering, how would they go about doing that? How would they get a hold of you?
They can either call any fair board person personally, or we have a answering machine out at the fairgrounds that would pick up, leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you and tell you when our work days are and see if you want to come out and help mow or clean or do bookwork, whatever
you
want to
do. Sure. What was the number for the answering machine?
It's 532-2440. I wanted to give my own number there for a minute.
That's okay.
But it's in the phone book under Montgomery County Fair.
Again, that was Myrna Moore and James Elam with the Montgomery County Fair Association. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.